This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak assures that the upcoming by-election will be conducted in a free and fair manner. Nepali coffee gaining recognition in the international market for its taste and quality, commanding an average price of $16 per kg. And 8 soldiers killed and 7 police officers kidnapped in separate attacks in northwest Pakistan. Now the news in detail. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak has assured that the upcoming local-level by-election to be held on the 1st of December will be conducted in a free and fair manner. Minister Lekhak emphasized that the government's commitment to ensuring an electoral process peacefully and lawfully. While inaugurating the Sudur Paschim province-level security conference in Dhangari of Kailali district, Minister Lekhak directed the security agencies to make necessary preparations for maintaining law, order and security during the upcoming by-election. He stressed the importance of taking immediate action to control activities that could disturb law and order, ensuring that citizens should experience a sense of freedom and security during the election, saying that the Sudur Paschim province shares borders with both China and India. Minister Lekhak stressed the importance of strengthening border security, controlling drug trafficking and preventing human trafficking. He assured that additional measures would be taken to improve overall security in these areas. Furthermore, Home Minister Lekhak also mentioned that the preparation of new laws concerning the Nepal Police and Armed Police Force was nearing completion and would soon be presented in the Parliament. The International Red Cross and Red Crescent Movement has bagged the Sydney Peace Prize for this year. The Human Welfare Organization was selected for the award in recognition of its humanitarian work and advocacy for peace amid global conflicts, according to the University of Sydney. Secretary General of the IFRC, Jagan Chapagai, received Australia's International Prize for Peace, which recognizes leading global voices. The award was handed over during a function at the Sydney Town Hall yesterday. The Sydney Peace Prize is Australia's International Prize for Peace awarded by the Sydney Peace Foundation at the University of Sydney. The prize recognizes leading global voices that promote peace, justice and non-violence. The National Tea and Coffee Development Board is set to host the National Coffee Day on the 22nd of November at Prakriti Mandap in Kathmandu this year. This event will showcase Nepali coffee by featuring stalls operated by coffee entrepreneurs, offering a variety of coffee brews and testers. The day will highlight the efforts of coffee cooperative associations and delve into the current state of Nepal's coffee sector, policy reforms and prospects as shared by the Executive Director, Binupraj Prasai. The event will recognize and reward high-yielding coffee-producing organizations, farmer entrepreneurs and district and coffee cooperative associations. Deepak Khanal, who is the director of the board, highlighted that Nepali coffee was gaining recognition in the international market for its taste and quality, commanding an average price of $16 per kg. Meanwhile, the Meichi Customs Office has said that there has been a rise of tea export by 69.22% in the first quarter of the current fiscal year. The first 4 months of this fiscal year witnessed the export of 8,062.16 metric tons of tea. Information officer at the office, Ganapati Kadel, informed that with the rise of export, the value of the produce also increased by 67.87%. The export was worth 2.20 billion rupees. It was only 1.31 billion rupees in the corresponding period last fiscal year. However, the office posted a decline in export of black cardamom, ginger, dried cheese known as churpi, cauliflower, cabbage and broccoli in the first 4 months this fiscal year. Controversial businessman Durga Prasai has been arrested on the charge of spreading rumours through social media. According to the Central Investigation Bureau, CIB, of Nepal Police, he was arrested today on charges of committing cybercrime. He was arrested from his Bhaktapur residence. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. 8 soldiers were killed and 7 police officers kidnapped in separate attacks in northwest Pakistan, police and intelligence officials told AFP News Agency. Yesterday's clash resulted in deaths of 8 soldiers and 9 militants in the Tira area of Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province, an intelligence officer said on the condition of anonymity. The Pakistani Taliban TTP claimed responsibility. In a separate attack in the province, 7 police officers were kidnapped at a checkpoint, a senior police official said, also speaking anonymously. He said the assailants also seized the weapons belonging to the officials. Pakistan has seen a rise in attacks by the TTP on its border with Afghanistan. The group killed 10 police officers on the 25th of October. Islamist or separatist attacks on Pakistan's security forces are taking place elsewhere in the country of 240 million. On Saturday, 7 soldiers were killed by separatists in Pakistan's southwest Balochistan province, a week after a bombing by the same group killed 26 people, including 14 soldiers, at a train station in the provincial capital, Quetta. The third edition of the Dubai Future Forum, a global platform for future foresight and collaboration, kicked off today at the Museum of Future in Dubai, United Arab Emirates. Hosted by the Dubai Future Foundation, the two-day forum brings together over 150 prominent speakers and 2,500 experts from 100 countries to discuss critical themes shaping the future, including foresight insights, transforming humanity, optimizing health, empowering generations, and futuring nature. Renowned speakers like Sarah Sabri, who is the first Arab and African female astronaut, and Professor Osuma Khatib, the creator of the deep-sea exploration robot Ocean 1K, are among the key participants. According to the Emirates News Agency, the forum aims to foster innovation, collaboration, and the development of actionable solutions for a better future. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy in hilly areas of Kosi Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places of Kosi Province and Gandaki Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak assures that the upcoming by-election will be conducted in a free and fair manner. Nepali coffee gaining recognition in the international market for its taste and quality, commanding an average price of $16 per kg. And 8 soldiers killed and 7 police officers kidnapped in separate attacks in northwest Pakistan. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.